This is Floor Radio. We are back. Shaw Hard Service has launched the new laminate locking system. The system is called Lock in Place. We're going to talk about that this morning. With us on the line for this conversation, Eric Erickson. He is the laminate category manager, and also with us, Kevin Thompson. He's the hardwood category manager, both with a hard surface unit at Shaw Industries. And gentlemen, good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
Thank you.
Now, first, before I ask you about lock-in-place and what's happening in the hard surface arena, I know there's been some changes over the last several months there in the hard surface unit at Shaw. Talk about that, and how has that affected both of you guys?
Well, I tell you what, it's actually been great. You know, I've been at Shaw for about 10 years and always in the hard surface division, and obviously we have grown and evolved. And you know, I think with Vance Bell and Randy Merritt, you know, coming in as CEO and president of the company, I think and certainly the attention to hard surfaces has certainly strengthened. And I think, you know, just the focus on the categories of ceramic, laminate, and hardwood have certainly increased. And with that, I think just the overall view that we, you know, we just need to become stronger in those categories and align ourselves, you know, more for the future.
Uh-huh. Has it affected you guys at all in the responsibilities that you have?
Yeah, I think it's what our realignments allowed us to do is really allowed us to become more focused on each category, so we can really continue to drive, you know, innovations and technology out in the industry and really try to set ourselves apart as being a style and design leader in the industry.
I gotcha. Well, let me ask you about Lock in Place. Talk a little bit about that, if you would. What's the whole thing look like?
It's with the new locking system, it's basically taken a traditional, what we call a two-angle locking system, where you'd have to lock in the short side and the long side of the locking system, which would take tools and a little bit more additional work to join the planks together as you're installing the floor. With the lock in place, we've actually added in a plastic tab on the short side of the planks, so when you lock in the long side, you can literally just drop the plank down and lock it in place. It makes the locking system a whole lot faster and easier for everybody.
Was that the whole reason behind the development of this new lock-in-place system, time of installation?
Yeah, time of installation and really the ease of installation. You know, the traditional locking system certainly it can be used for the DIY customer, but we think lock-in-place makes it even better for the DIY customer. It's a much easier system to use. You don't, you know, like I said, you don't need all the different tools and beating the planks together to make them tight. And for the installation community, this is a huge win because they can install the floors so much faster and easier, which is just money in their pocket.
So there is a great deal of difference out there between the systems, the locking systems that are available on laminate.
I think there is, you know, when you really get into the intellectual properties and the details of the locking systems, there sure is some differences, but I think the main fundamentals of how you put them in is pretty similar. Some of the techniques are different, but for a majority of the systems, you know, when you talk about a dual angle locking system, they're fairly similar, where the lock in place, you know, is a little bit different than what they're traditionally used to, but just so much easier.
Now, Kevin, as you can imagine, I'm not an expert in laminate flooring and joints. If I looked at this, would it look a great deal different to me than the ones that I've seen for several years?
Not at all. You know, as Eric mentioned, there's still the traditional angling of the long side, and then, you know, the profile is still machined into the board. The short side is where things will tend to look a little different. On narrower planks, there is a different shape of the tongue and groove. Again, more of what we call, you know, like a hook or something that where the ends will hook into each other. Mm-hmm. And then for wider planks, there's some additional elements that go into it. But to the average installer and to the average consumer, it's still going to look like laminate flooring, but with just so much added ease of installation and increased speed of installation.
Uh-huh. Eric, let me ask you about just the technique in general. An installer or just a do-it-yourselfer is getting ready to install this, how is it different from the traditional way of installing laminate?
I think in the traditional way, where you'd have to lock in the short side and then pull in your long side and pull all the pieces tight together, really for a DIY customer, it takes a little bit to get the technique down and get comfortable with working through it. And certainly with the different locking systems out there, the techniques are a little different within that whole realm out in the industry. With the lock in place, they don't need to fight with it. I mean, even when we bring consumers in and, you know, just hitting all our different customer base, when they see and just lock in the long side and push it down and they can hear it snap into place, you know, everyone's eyes sort of light up and, wow, it's really that easy to do.
I see. So you don't need to hammer on it, or you don't need tapping blocks?
Nope. You really just lock in that long side of the board, slide it together to where your end joints butt up to the preceding plank, and you just push it down, and then with the tabs on our larger format products, we have plastic tabs in the ends, and you can hear those tabs click into the next place, and you know that it's locked into place.
So that's got to be a great feature for the consumer.
It really is.
Now, what markets are you going to be offering this to? Is it primarily a do-it-yourself product?
No, we're going to be bringing it really across a broad range of markets, because we think it brings a lot of value into all realms of the markets. You know, anywhere where they're out there installing laminate, this is just bringing more value to them. The quicker you can get in and out of the jobs, the less we're disrupting customer homes on commercial projects and you know, multifamily homes. When we can get in there and the installers can install that much more product in a day, that's beneficial for everybody.
So then this would be a real dollars and cents advantage then, I guess, in a lot of markets.
Absolutely, especially for the dealers and the installers, where if they can go in and turn a job in half the time, they can get more jobs in a week, or, you know, it that really relates to money in everyone's pocket.
Is laminate a player in the builder arena? You mentioned multifamily homes. How about single-family homes?
Laminate hasn't really impacted that market yet really strong, but I think a lot of that's with the technology and the downturn in the housing market lately has affected that a little bit. But we really think that with the technology and the innovations in styling and design and the durability of laminate, that we see a strong impact coming in that channel. We think there's a lot of room for growth there.
I've got you. Kevin, do you have any feel for the percentage of laminate sold in the U.S. that has some kind of locking joint? I suspect it's a pretty large percentage, isn't it?
I would say, Dave, that if it's not all, I would be shocked. I think, with locking systems coming on, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, I think the laminate industry being all floating floors has just fully embraced glueless technology. And we see lock in place just as the next evolution of that trend.
I see. So that glue, I can remember that. That was a pretty messy situation, wasn't it?
It really was. It really was. And I think that's, you know, just the fact that laminate is such an easy product to install and that's what has led to the dramatic increase of laminate over the last several years as a percent of market share. And again, we just think lock in place will be that next evolution.
And this technology has really consistently improved going forward, hasn't it? I mean, it seems like there's been, I can remember the first click joint, it's really come a long way since then.
Really has, and I think, there were a lot of different technologies out there, and I think, certainly intellectual property has helped, streamline, those that are the most protected from a patent standpoint and make those the most accepted and those are the easiest to install. I think, the playing field has thinned out, I guess, if you will, and those best profiles are now the ones that are predominant out there.
I've got you. Now, the announcement that came from Shaw when it announced the lock-in place, I think it said it would be in wider formats, non-bevel edge products. Talk a bit about that, if you would.
Well, actually, we do use the lock-in-place profiles on our beveled edge 4- and 5-inch width products, the difference being that those products don't actually require a clip in the end, but the installation system is the same. And then we have been introducing it on our 8-inch, 12-inch, and new 16-inch products to the market.
I see. Is this going to be a high-end product, or will this be in high-end laminate products?
we think with the advantages, we certainly started it in that arena, but we see it expanding throughout just because there's so much value to it, and it brings so much value to the consumer and to the dealers that we see it expanding throughout our product line.
This is going to conclude the first part of a three-part conversation. Both of my guests are from the Hard Surfaces Division of Shaw Industries. With us, Eric Erickson, he's the laminate category manager, and Kevin Thompson, he's the hardwood category manager. We'll be airing the second part of this conversation tomorrow, and this is Floor Radio.